on.
All right, we're ready to roll. All right, it is now 6:02 p.m. on June 24th, we'll call the Columbia City Common Council to order. If everybody please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga, absent. Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Buckman.
Here.
Before us, we have the minutes that was prepared from our last meeting. We have any corrections or suggestions? If I hear none, can I have a motion to?
I move.
Second.
We have a motion made for to accept this as a minutes by Brent and seconded by Jennifer. So can I have a vote to say accept? Show sign.
Abstain.
And one abstain. And it's approved of those present. Next up is an amazing evening for everybody here. We have the privilege and honor to bring in new firefighters. They're going to be sworn in tonight. And that is one of the, I know personally, I have the utmost respect for the men that's joining our force tonight. It's just really cool, and obviously you guys are loved by a lot of people here. So it's really cool to see everybody here. Thank you for being here, and this is a big moment in their lives as well as ours too, because they're going to be serving us. The lives they may save may be mine. So it's a great thing. So Tom.
Members of the council, I'd like to introduce Seth Gines, Colin Nelson, and Evan Williams. You step forward.
Up front.
That way your family can see you. I,
Seth Gines,
Colin Nelson,
Evan Williams,
swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Indiana.
And the state of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a Columbia City firefighter.
As a Columbia City firefighter.
Of the city of Columbia City.
Of the city of Columbia City.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To my best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
American flag and the city flag.
The flag,
yeah. I'm fine with that.
All
house. Can't say cheese. Come on, cheese.
Jake smile. Taylor. Come on, dude. Taylor. I think that's the first Thank you, everybody.
That's a huge congratulations on that. And again, thank you.
Congratulations,
thank you for everybody showing up. You're more than welcome to stay for the exciting rest of the meeting. So enjoy your evening and stay. Try to stay cool.
You're welcome to stay, but you really don't want to.
That's never happened in city council that I know of.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. That's really cool.
He didn't speak very loud, though.
Thanks for doing that for coming.
What? Thanks for doing that for coming.
Yes, you're welcome.
Good to see you, by the way.
Hey, you too.
See you,
We had the wow factor tonight.
There you go.
It was really neat to see something like that happen here. And, you know, good luck with everybody. And, a monumental moment in somebody's life when that happens. So,
and probably hasn't happened here at City Council.
Yeah, I've never seen it happen at City Council.
That's cool.
It was like Moses parted the waters, though. You guys didn't want photos.
Nope. Nobody wants me in their picture.
Yeah. How exciting. How exciting for them and a new life beginning.
And neat for all of us to watch.
Yeah. And I know he was pretty nervous. So
see the sweat?
Yeah. He was beating up pretty good.
Yeah, well, pretty cool. Well, next on the agenda is we have an ordinance 2025-8, second reading, amending a chapter 114 with the restaurants. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
It's 2025-6,
Sam. Dash 6. Oh, I need my glasses. Sorry.
We'll get to 8.
6.
Yeah.
Here we go. It looked like an 8 without my glasses. Let's go with 2025-6. Our second reading, may I have a motion to read by title only again? We have a...
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, second. So I believe that's okay. So let's go with a vote. Can I have a vote to show a sign? Yes and no. Okay, we're all set. So we got 4 yeses and 1
yes. Yep. So ordinance 2025-6, an ordinance amending chapter 114, restaurants of the code of the ordinance of the city of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, and if you remember, that was talking about the seating and outside the restaurant. We're running into that happening quite frequently. I just saw some today that we're out front, and we have a permit now in place to look at, for everybody to take a look at. One of the big concerns is having enough room for a wheelchair to get through, and I think we might have a couple issues with that at a couple of the restaurants. So all the restaurants, pay attention. If you're going to be placing tables out there, it needs to have to have an application for temporary outdoor seating permit signed and abide by all the requirements that we have here. One of the biggest ones that I see is a 4-foot walkway in place so they people can get a wheelchair through. That currently is, I know I just looked at a couple and we might have a couple issues with that, so we're going to have to look at compliance of that issue. One of the rules, but there's also some other rules to apply, that need to be adhered to. So the Board of Works did approve the application, but we have to also bring it to the council. But first we need to take care of the ordinance 2025-6 as it's been written. So we'll first go with that, and then we'll go with the permit that's in place for us also. So does anybody have any questions about the 2025-6 second reading for restaurants?
I just wanted to verify again that this is something that everyone is going to need to come in and get a permit, whether you've been having seating out front for years or you're just starting to do that.
Correct. Yep, it will take effect July 1st.
Correct. Are we sending information out to the restaurants that are doing the seating just so they're aware?
We'll reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one restaurant we approved back when they first was opening, he asked for permission to put tables out there, and the Board of Works approved that back a few months ago. And so, but he's still going to have to come in and fill out the permit so he understands what's going on, even though we approved it a while back. So, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-6, second and final reading?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Moved by Jen, seconded by Brent. Any further discussion? All those in favor show sign. It's all approved of those present. Next up, let's go ahead and take over while we're on the topic. Let's go ahead and talk about our application for temporary outdoor seating permit. Some of us have had a chance to take a look at it. Some of us maybe not. I don't know yet. Let's hand that on down.
Dan, that's just for information. We just had to approve the $10 fee in Board of Works.
Oh, okay.
So you guys can look at that, but... Marshall's reviewed the permit.
Okay, so we're
comfortable
good.
With it. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, this is more for information for you guys. I thought we had to go through council for a second, but obviously we don't. So it's basically.
I think it's pretty clear. It outlines the major points that it needs to have a 4-foot area. It needs to have a detailed drawing to scale, showing what they want to do with the seating, and also the $1 million liability policy.
Right. So I think this is, since a lot of the, we are finally having restaurants downtown, and now people are placing tables and chairs out there.
And the restaurants are busy, so they need that
busy.
Extra space.
Yeah, it's honestly a great thing. So it's just that we have to have some rules in place to for the safety of not only the safety of the resident and the people that's visiting the business, but also so people that may be disadvantaged with wheelchairs, they have a way to get through. So, all right. So next up is Ordinance 2025-7 for second reading. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Move.
Second.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Jeff. Go ahead and please read.
Ordinance 2025-7, an ordinance setting rates of pay and expenses for employees of Columbia City Municipal Electric Utility while rendering mutual aid to other communities.
We discussed this last meeting about how, you know, there's been times where our utility will be called on to serve other communities when there's a disaster that happens. This here puts it in writing to compensate us probably more fairly than what we had before. So we just don't go for anything, but there are some towns and cities that have faced tornadoes or just things that happen in their city that we can send some of our people down to help fix that, some of the terrible things that happen. So it's kind of a neat thing that we have people capable of doing that. So does anybody have any questions about this before we take it to motion? Okay, can I have a motion to accept Ordinance 2025-7 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Motion by Jen, seconded by Brent. Oh, Jen. Jen, okay, gotcha. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, can I see sign for it is approved by all those present? Next up is ordinance number, here we go with the dash 28. How's that since I can get my glasses on, I can see a little better. Ordinance 2025-8, second reading, amendment to Chapter 115 for solicitation. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Second for motion by Jen, second by Jennifer. So please read.
Ordinance 2025-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 115, door-to-door solicitation of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
All right. If you remember, we discussed this last meeting also. Basically, it's helping people be identified by name tag and have papers, proof of a permit for the solicitation going door-to-door. Because right now what's happening is a lot of salespeople. I had one in our area this last weekend. We're going door-to-door, and he never stopped at my house because I wasn't there, but I seen him going. But I didn't know if he had his permit and everything signed, you know, with the name tag and making sure we know who they are.
And they have to have it on their person.
And they have, yes. So this here changes just to make sure that the residents feel comfortable answering the door when somebody comes up to them, knowing that they have to. The residents can ask them, you know, do you have the paperwork? Do you have the permit? Do you have, where's your name tag? To make sure that they're legit on coming to us or coming to the residents. You know, if you come up to a door and says no solicitation, they better not be going up to that door. Because I know when we were knocking on doors for election, we've seen no solicitors on doors. So, you know, you got to follow the rules and do what they're told. So does anybody have any questions about this? All right. Let me pull that back up here. So can I have a motion to accept Ordinance 2025-8, second and final reading?
So moved.
So moved by Brent.
Second.
Seconded by Jen. Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, can I see sign for that's all approved by those present? Okay, next up is department reports. Thomas.
Ladder testing, as I spoke about at the last council meeting, was completed. All of our ground ladders passed with no issues. The only thing we got pinged on was the intercom system on the ladder truck, which has been a problematic system since we got it. We've had it replaced several times, and it goes a couple of years and goes out again. But along with that, we were contacted here several weeks ago by a company by the name of Convoy Tech out of Fort Wayne. One of their employees lives here in Columbia City, and they called and wanted to know if they could demo and us assist them in making a promotional video for their company. And at the end of it, we would get this camera intercom system for our ladder truck. So I spoke with the mayor about it. He had me get with Marcia. We had a hold harmless agreement drawn up. Both parties have signed, and we will be helping them with that, which could potentially bring us out of the that little bit of a violation we have with our ladder truck and its intercom system. So just by helping them do a promotional video. So hopefully that works out. And everything else is all equipment is up and running again. So hopefully that holds true for a while and see how that goes. Things have been really busy. We got through Old Settlers pretty much without any big issues. The parade went well, except for the heat, which I'll welcome to leave here in the next few days. So hopefully it continues down that path, and that will ramp up and get ready for the 4th of July. Met with CamTort, Matt Green, I think his name is.
It is.
And we measured out all of the fallouts for the fireworks and things like that, and so they're good to go. And then 4-H comes up later in the summer, so hopefully things continue to go well.
All right, thank you. Questions of Tom? Matt?
Terry and I are starting to look at the sign again, just to put some finishing touches on it so we can get that working. We removed the two concrete monuments up at the Korean Garden at the park when you first come in. We took bleachers down and picnic tables for Old Settlers, and we returned them then Saturday night. At the same time, the guys, they had to work really hard because we had a 31-team tournament going on that same weekend that Old Settlers was in. 4th of July, be on the 3rd. We have All Gone Blue to perform again this year, and we contacted Camtor to see if we could get a little bit more fireworks, and that's why Tom was looking at measurements and things to make sure that we could handle going a little bit bigger on some of the shelves. So we're looking forward to a better, bigger firework show this year.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, I used to have stuff in my gutters at my house. I'm right down there by the edge. We got the true 3D effect when it was coming right at us. But yeah, it was kind of cool, though. It's just when it's coming, when you got something hot coming at you, you had to move.
That's real cool.
But yeah, we had shell cases in my gutters that were that big. It was pretty amazing.
I will say that we make sure that they meet NFPA 1123, which is the rulings on for fireworks, and it's 70 feet. If anybody has questions, it's 70 feet per inch of mortar. Okay. And they have that between the fireworks and the bridge, and the edge of the bridge. So if that's happening, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just creates some excitement.
I didn't have that wall back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family loved it. So. Any questions for Matt? Gary.
All right. So like Tom and Matt alluded on here, Old Settlers Day went well. Just a few minor issues. Parade went great. I didn't think, with the new people doing the parade, I thought they might have a few more hiccups, but it actually went pretty good. So hats off to the OSD. Good job. Officer Sturgis is doing well at the academy. Tornado sirens were ordered. They have a lead time of sometime in July, so we're hoping to get them up. Two of them, it's down out here, but hopefully we don't have any bad weather until we get them back up, so knock on wood that doesn't happen. Gearing up, like they said, 4th of July, which is on the 3rd, so we'll be putting the parking signs out that morning on Columbia Parkway from Shoreland Court to North Shore Court, including Lake Crest Drive, River Run Court, and Shorewood Court. Those no parking signs will be all on the fire hydrant side. So if there is an emergency and Tom needs to get down there, he can get to his fire hydrant. So, plus, it makes it easier for traffic to get in and out of there. Gearing up for First Friday, lots of summer events this year. As I told the Board of Works earlier, Officer Ewing came in right before the meeting and had a sit-down conversation with me. He's given his two-week notice. He's got a lot of personal things going on in his life right now. He loves the job, loves the city, loves the department. It's just he had to make a decision about personal things and his job, so he had to take some time and really think about it, but he's gave his two-week notice, so they let me, I'm going to be opening up a process to fill his position soon. So that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Question to Gary.
And he's a great guy. I mean, he was doing a great job, caught right on, doing good work. So wow. It's disappointing.
Terry.
Electric department finished the installation of the fiber network into the CC jail, so we spent the last 3 days installing server equipment, server racks, and hopefully by the end of the week, that'll be functional to where we can start running the controls on the doors and security cameras. And then after that's finished, we're moving to install equipment up at Eagle Park in the old concessionary. We have a server room in there. So that will feed all of Eagle Park as far as any kind of public Wi-Fi, security cameras, et cetera. So kind of a busy summer.
Questions to Terry? Is Marcia?
Marcia's with us.
Okay, Marcia.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Thank you. I have nothing.
Okay, I have a report from Kelly. I didn't read the first meeting because I forgot, quite honestly. Says our crew had Old Settlers clean up on Sunday morning. Brooks Construction Project update. They are working on an ADA ramp and will be milling and paving 10 street segments throughout the city starting next week or so. Our concrete crew finished putting sidewalks and ADA ramps in at Eagle Glen, and we'll be working on smaller projects coming up. Next week, we will have a crew starting to go through alleys and streets trimming back limbs. So that's Kelly's street report. I said this in the first meeting, but I'll say it again. Is I want to be extremely thankful for the cooperation between our city and fire with Old Settlers Committee. I know personally I've been down there and I thought it went very well. So between Gary and the fire chief and the Old Settlers Committee, I think the open line of communication was extremely well, along with our park department going up and putting bleachers up and all that, all the work that goes with that. And I believe our water department actually does with the water fountains and things. So it takes a lot of cooperation and communication for this all to come to fruition. And I know I personally experienced it down there. I thought it was great. I enjoyed the way they had things set up this year with the rides to the side, and the walkthrough was pretty sweet. So I could get my elephant ear, and my sugar went crazy that night, but that's all right. So other than that, I have nothing else. You have what's up with you.
Okay. Well, this week, the Columbia City Arts Commission is running their second annual Spark Art Camp, and this is an opportunity for kids who might not otherwise be able to afford camp to be able to attend an arts camp where they are learning music, dance, and fine arts. And this year, we are excited to share that it was funded by the Indiana Arts Commission, so it's something kind of cool. There's been a ton of work put into it this year, and I would definitely be remiss if I didn't recognize April Frazier for heavily leading and making this thing happen this year. So
terrific. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so, other than with 4th of July coming up, I think it's really important for people to be up to speed on what the laws are regarding fireworks. And, you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. If you're annoying your neighbors, just don't.
Yeah, I saw some going off this weekend.
Yeah.
So, but that happens. Jen?
I have nothing.
Brent?
I just want to do a personal thank you to the department heads and departments. Old Settlers, I got up there at 6 o'clock Sunday morning to help do cleanup, and those boys don't need much help. I walked the courthouse lawn and picked up debris. But other than that, street department, they know what they're doing, man. They've got that under control. Fire department, working to get everything sprayed down, cleaned up, working together. It always amazes me how we can go from Saturday night being a mess to Sunday by 9 o'clock. You can hardly tell they were there. So to all the departments, fantastic job. I had multiple conversations through the week with multiple police officers, and great people to have conversations with, man. They were pleasant, smiling, just good guys, man. We've got a bunch of good guys on our departments, and I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Audience, do you have anything? Please come on up. And
esteemed council, and also to our public servants who are here tonight, I just want to send greetings from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church on Kaiser Road. My name is, again, Gino Marchetti. Pastor David Mummins, who some of you may know, served St. John's for 30 years, retired in June of last year. I have been serving them since August 1st of last year in an interim or vacancy capacity, and I was recently installed on May 10th. As their official full-time pastor. So I just wanted to come and introduce myself to the council and offer my service to the city in any way that I can be of service to all of you and to the entire citizens, all the citizens here. My pleasure has been to serve over the past now going on 10 months, so really my joy to be here, and I hope I can be here for quite a long while, God willing. So.
Well, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, look forward to possibly working with you in some way, shape, or form. You never know.
Well,
I really appreciate you being here to introduce yourself to us.
Thank you.
It's always, we always hear a name, but we don't always see a face. So that's really great that you're here. Thank you.
One of my hopes is, I know Pastor Mummins, before his retirement and before COVID, had kind of shut a lot of things down and disrupted our sense of normalcy. I do know that he had been very heavily involved with the local jail ministry, and that's something I know a lot of the parishioners at St. John's are interested in kind of recovering, and I would like to be able to help with that in any way that I can. So I'm sure I'll be in touch with the Department of Corrections and the sheriff and the county here to see if we can serve the jails in any way that works.
That's terrific. I serve in jail ministry as well.
Oh, very good.
So that's an interesting adventure. Especially with a new jail happening going on out there, trying to get organized so we can go in and speak with
the... Yeah, because the old jail just used to be like right across the street, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm still kind of getting to know Columbia City a little bit. Most of my time over the last 8 years has been spent in the Fort Wayne area, so I'm still getting kind of used to all the very fine and narrow figures here in town. So.
All right, well, I look forward to possibly working with you on something like that and seeing where we can go.
All right,
wonderful.
Thank you all again for your time, and again, my pleasure to be of service to the people of Columbia City. So.
All right, thank you
very much.
So, anybody got any other comments? Anybody? No other audience here, so let's call the meeting adjourned.